So it is the final look at sports this morning. British tennis number one, Jack Draper, says defeat in the final of the Madrid Open hurts, but will make him a better player. He lost out in a deciding set to Casper Ruud. Draper will still rise to fifth in the latest world rankings. He was speaking to Sky Sports News after the defeat and says Casper was a worthy champion.
I just want to congratulate Casper. First ATP Masters final win for you. I think you really deserve this. The way you played today, you're braver than me in the key moments.
Mm-hmm. Football news, Nottingham Forest will look to get their Champions League push back on track when they visit Crystal Palace in the Premier League tonight. Three defeats in the last four matches have left Forest 3 points outside the top five. Manager Nuno Espirito Santo is only focused on what they can control.
I'm not concerned, honestly, today about what's coming after. I'm concerned about us. How can we compete in Palace? How can we be ourselves again? How can we be dominant even when you don't have the ball? But you don't give chances away because we have talent, we have speed.
Yep, that one kicks off at 9 p.m. tonight. Orlando Pirates, they completed a Betway Premiership double over Soweto Derby rivals Kaizer Chiefs after claiming a 2-1 win at the FNB Stadium on a Saturday in the Derby. The Buccaneers, of course, coming from a goal down to claim victory, bouncing back from their defeats to Pyramids FC in the CAF Champions League and Sekhukhune United in the Betway Prem that was happening in the last 8 days. And yes, they've laid down the marker for a rematch against Chiefs in the Nedbank Cup final next weekend, or this coming Saturday. Remember, tickets go on sale 10 a.m. today, but I might have tickets for you. We'll see what happens in the week. The thoughts of the plumber, coach Jose Riviero.
It's something unique. Wherever I go, it's going to be difficult to experience something like this because it's a proper football party. Hopefully I have the opportunity to play more derbies wherever I have the opportunity to work. But this one is unique. Having the fans watching the game together, no problems, celebrating, what these clubs are, the right, the proper history of South African football. And it's something unique, something that you need to protect forever.
Yeah, so that is the Soweto Derby for you. The big news this morning in the world of rugby, the Blitzbox are all champions. South Africa saving their best for last to win the final tournament of the season, which was the HSBC Sevens World Championship in LA with a 19-5 victory over Spain in the final. For the East Coast Radio Sports Team, I'm Sky Shabalala.